Chapter 9. And as he was passing by, he saw a man blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who has sinned, this man or his parents, that he should be born blind? Jesus answered, Neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but the works of God were to be made manifest in him. I must do the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with the spittle and spread the clay over his eyes and said to him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloe, which is interpreted sent. So he went away and washed and returned seeing. The neighbors, therefore, and they who were wont to see him before as a beggar, began saying, Is not this he who used to sit and beg? Some said, It is he. But others said, By no means, he only resembles him. Yet the man declared, I am he. They therefore said to him, How were thy eyes opened? He answered, The man who was called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, Go to the pool of Siloe and wash. And I went and washed, and I see. And they said to him, Where is he? He said, I do not know. They took him who had been blind to the Pharisees. Now it was a Sabbath on which Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Again, therefore, the Pharisees asked him how he received his sight. But he said to them, He put clay upon my eyes, and I washed, and I see. Therefore, some of the Pharisees said, This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath. But others said, How can a man who is a sinner work these signs? And there was a division among them. Again, therefore, they said to the blind man, What dost thou say of him who opened thy eyes? But he said, He is a prophet. The Jews, therefore, did not believe of him that he had been blind and had got his sight, until they called the parents of the one who had gained his sight and questioned them, saying, Is this your son of whom you say that he was born blind? How then does he now see? His parents answered them and said, We know that this is our son and that he was born blind. But how he now sees, we do not know, or who opened his eyes, we ourselves do not know. Ask him, he is of age, let him speak for himself. These things his parents said, because they feared the Jews. For already the Jews had agreed that if anyone were to confess him to be the Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. This is why his parents said, He is of age, question him. They therefore called a second time the man who had been blind and said to him, Give glory to God. We ourselves know that this man is a sinner. He therefore said, Whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. They therefore said to him, What did he do to thee? How did he open thy eyes? He answered them, I have told you already, and you have heard. Why would you hear again? Would you also become his disciples? They heaped abuse on him, therefore, and said, Thou art his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he is from. In answer, the man said to them, Why, herein is the marvel, that you do not know where he is from, and yet he opened my eyes. Now we know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is a worshipper of God and does his will, him he hears. Not from the beginning of the world has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. They answered and said to him, Thou wast altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us? And they turned him out. Jesus heard that they had turned him out, and when he had found him, said to him, Dost thou believe in the Son of God? He answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him? And Jesus said to him, Thou hast both seen him, and he it is who speaks with thee. And he said, I believe, Lord. And falling down, he worshipped him. And Jesus said, For judgment have I come into this world, that they who do not see may see, and they who see may become blind. And some of the Pharisees who were with him heard this, and they said to him, Are we also blind? Jesus said to them, If you were blind, you would not have sin. But now that you say, We see, your sin remains.